This came over at 10:08 over the Associated Press.
10:08.
Let me just read you the story first.
Okay.
I'll just read it through verbatim and then and go back and hit all the top points. Two cows were slaughtered and mutilated about the same time a mysterious group of more than 50 UFO people apparently camped nearby, officials said today. Lake Villa police said animals were left on a farm about 10 miles from here, that is, Fox Lake, where the mysterious band is believed to have stayed October 2nd through October 7th. Police said one cow was found dead October 1st, the second killed 4 days later. Group made up mostly of persons who left homes in Oregon, Colorado, and California, etc., etc. Lake Villa Police Chief Al Copenharver, as it sounds, said only the head of the first cow, a black Angus heifer, remained while the rest of the carcass seemed to have been butchered by persons wanting meat. Copenharver said the second cow, a Holstein heifer, looked as if it had been beaten to death. The animal's left ear was severed and missing. Some of the mutilations in western states' lips had been removed, etc., etc. The UFO cult is believed to have camped 5 days in the Chain O' Lakes. In other words, Chain O' Lakes, but it's O apostrophe. Chain O' Lakes State Park, 45 miles northwest of Chicago. Quote, a group of about 50 persons took out camping permits October 2nd, suddenly disappeared October 7th, according to Mick Egan, the park's head ranger. It was about that time the story broke, about 20 persons disappeared in Oregon, etc. According to Egan, a man on October 2nd signed a camping permit as J. Siegel, Cherry Creek, California, and said that others would follow. And then they just go into some speculation, from a very, what he thought.
Yeah.
Stuff that really has no real bearing. Let me go back from the top again here. Get your pencil out, as it were.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, it's, Fox Lake, Illinois. Yeah, it'll be in the paper tomorrow morning. But, Lake Villa police, animals left on a farm 10 miles from Fox Lake, Illinois. One cow dead. October 1st it was found. The second one was killed 4 days later. That'll be October 5th. The Lake Villa police chief is Al Copenharver, Copenharver.
Uh-huh.
Only the head of the first cow was found. That was a black Angus heifer. The rest of the carcass was butchered by persons wanting meat.
Well, only that's in the area where the cold is.
Yeah.
Okay.
The second cow, a Holstein heifer, looked as if it had been beaten to death. Then they go into a bit here, what had happened previously in the western states. Mick Egan, the park's head ranger, said a group of about 50 took out camping permits October 2nd and suddenly disappeared on the 7th. And Egan said that a man on October 2nd signed a camping permit as J. Period Siegel, S-E-A-G-L-E, Cherry Creek, California.
Okay.
No, we got a typo here. A couple of eyewitnesses, Charlene Petrovic.
Petrovic?
Yes. I can't give you a proper spelling on it yet. They haven't corrected the typo on it.
I see.
But it looks like Petrovic. And her husband of Waukegan, they were camping at the park when the group was there, and they said they didn't look or act like campers. They kept to themselves, sitting around together and doing nothing. On October 6th, when the story was out about people vanishing in Oregon, the group seemed very excited. They milled around the ranger office. I heard a boy say, "I knew I made a mistake when I wrote my mother from Colorado to tell her I joined the group." Then this Mrs. Petrovic says, the next day they were all gone.
Very good.
And another strange one to the vast pile of mysterious goings on.
Yeah. Well, we sure appreciate this.
Yeah, no problem. Anything else comes over, I'll let you know.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye.